Well, hello there, ladies and gents. It is great to see you again, and welcome back here to Wisdom and Wealth, Pathways to a Life of Significance for you and your family. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator, but as always, I'm joined by Frank Astorino, the president and CEO of the Astorino Financial Group, and we're going to be diving into another wealth management conversation. And guess what? We've got a return guest here on the show today. Really excited to be welcoming back Mr. Garrett D'Alessandro, Garrett being the CEO of Archlight Wealth Management. And we're really excited to dive in with Garrett to specifically Archlight Wealth Management, the work he's been doing over the years servicing high net worth individuals and clients out there, which is a really nice intersection with some of the conversations that Frank and I have had surrounding wealth management topics, concerns, strategies at large for the clients that Frank works with, you, our audience, in large part. So before we get into kind of the nitty gritty of Garrett's world in Archlight, let's go ahead and say hi to the fellas. Frank, Garrett, great to see you this morning. How are we doing, guys?
Good to see you, Ryan.
Ryan, nice to see you.
Yeah, great to be back with you guys. You know, we're coming off the heels of a conversation where we dove deep into the the outlook really on the 2025 economy. So folks, if you missed out on that episode, make sure you travel back, check out that episode. A lot of great insight from Garrett and his team, of course Frank as well. Today we're going to be focusing specifically on Garrett, his world with Archlight. Garrett, why don't we start at a high level? Tell us briefly about yourself, your career. You've been in the industry, as you shared in our previous episode, over 35 years, a lot of experience. You've gone through multiple market cycles and industry changes. Paint a picture of yourself, if you will.
Being in business for 35 years means I'm old, and hopefully I've accumulated a little bit of wisdom during those 35 years. I've had three really pivotal career experiences. The first 5 years of my life, I was working for a big public accounting firm as a CPA, and I found that experience to be fantastic in many ways. I was learning about financial statements and balance sheets and management and competitive strategy and earnings and profitability and what made for a successful financial company. And I went back to graduate school. And then I joined up and became an entrepreneur. I went out of a big company and I went into a company and had really no relationships, no money, no connectivity. And as an entrepreneur, built an amazing business over 25 years to the credit of the 100 plus individuals that worked in a company called Rockdale Investment Management. And Rockdale Investment Management was a strategy and a vision, and thanks to Frank and advisors like Frank that gave a fledgling entrepreneur an opportunity, we partnered up with independent financial advisors, the premier financial advisors across the country for 25 years. And we built a multi-billion dollar investment management business delivering institutional portfolio management. My partner for 25 years wanted to go to the next phase in his career. And I was a young professional, and we sold that business to a great bank. And during my 10 years at that bank, I gained another set of experiences in private banking, wealth management, trust and advisory services. I ran the wealth group for a period of time. And what I learned during that part of my career created the vision for why I started Archlight. And what I learned was high net worth clients, 5 million to 50 million, they wanted a team of professionals across six different expertise levels: trust, estate, lending, business advisory, risk management, investment management. And my vision and my strategy to create Archlight was formed in my last year or two there. And in 2024, I again became an entrepreneur. And this time I have a little bit of wisdom and a great set of networks. So in my mind, it was a fantastic time to create a new wealth management business.
I love it. I mean, you jumped into the why really behind your idea to start Archlight Wealth Management, which, is in I don't want to say it's infancy. I mean, it's 2024 is when you launch it. We're sitting down having this conversation in 2025. I want to jump to kind of my next question, given that you recognize that high net worth individuals really wanted this team of trusted professionals to kind of cover all the facets of their life. And Frank and I talk a lot about that team and leaning on those trusted, professionals throughout this show. What is, given your career there, Garrett, what is the value you feel like you add to an advisor and their high net worth client, and financial advisors as a whole? So kind of what do you feel is really the value that you bring to the table for someone like Frank?
So the first principle is I could never do Archlight without the relationship of the premier financial advisors in the country, Frank being one of them. That's first principle. And what I've experienced is the clients that Frank has and other top-tier financial advisors have, the clients trust them, they respect them, they admire them, and they want to continue that relationship. And what Archlight is offering is the opportunity for premier financial advisors to have access to the senior level talent that Archlight has in trust and estate planning, investment management, banking as a service, the endowment model. These six disciplines require a lot of experience, knowledge, education, and each advisor has some of that in their own practice, and through partnering with us, can pick up or can benefit from the complementary services that Archlight offers. And the goal of this is to have that high net worth client that is a client of the advisor come to realize that as that $5 million client becomes a $10 million client, grows to a $20 million client, they stay with the financial advisor, and the financial advisor can access the menu of investment, trust, estate, banking as a service services from Archlight. And in addition, winning high net worth clients, many advisors benefit when they team up with us. We can bring a full team to that meeting, and often the client says, "I'm glad that I know Frank. And I'm also now pleased that Frank has access to five or six other subject matter experts."
That's
So
great.
we're empowering, partnering, cohabitating business to win that $5 million or $50 million client. And the surveys, all of the surveys show that that $10 million, $20 million, $50 million client, when they're asked the questions, "What services and what advice categories do you want?" Many of them tick off the box, and it's three or four or five of those advisory services. And we're the complement to whichever services the advisor already provides.
I love it. Garrett, we have a lot of conversations, Frank and I, on this show surrounding some of the challenges and concerns facing those high net worth clients and individuals out there. You had mentioned, as you were kind of rattling off some of the disciplines you and your team focus on, and that was banking as a service. Could you expand a little bit about, what that is and how, really what it means?
So one of the things that I learned in my experience at the bank that I worked at was high net worth clients have borrowing needs. It starts with their first mortgage. It extends into maybe they buy a second home or a vacation home and they have a borrowing need there. Then they might have a piece of investment real estate, or they might have a small business that they need a borrowing for. And traditionally, and this is significantly changing, traditionally they would drive down to the branch in their neighborhood, and they would go into a loan officer and they would fill out a bunch of forms and apply for a loan. I can tell you today, one of the driving forces for the creation of Archlight is It is a fantastic time to borrow, whether it's your first mortgage, your second mortgage, investor real estate, or commercial loan from a non-bank source. Digitally sophisticated, fast to market, flexible terms, good pricing, a wonderful integrated experience. And when I figured that out during that 1 year that I was studying this, I became really pleased to be able to then go out and have external partners. I'm not a bank. We're providing banking as a service. And when I meet with Frank and other top advisors, for the first time, they can now really compete and in a superior way for their high net worth client, not just in planning and investments, but across the borrowing and lending needs. And that's a significant uplift for the ability for the advisor to retain and win higher net worth clients.
Sure, of course. And Garrett, you know, Frank and I, we've talked about the different personalities, the wealth personalities that is, that exist among high net worth folks out there. And of course, based on their relationship with their wealth, you know, they might have preferences on specific investment strategies or approaches that they ultimately lean towards. So could you talk a little bit about Archlight's really the investment philosophy, if you will, and kind of how you guys approach portfolio management?
One of the things that Frank and I have done, and we've enjoyed thoroughly, is curating a bespoke investment portfolio for each client. And just as you would imagine, going in and getting your own suit tailored or your own furniture made, this requires two aspects that private wealth management firms like Archlight are really well suited to deliver, and bigger institutions and banks don't have this type of flexibility, dynamism, the selection of different strategies. So we take two things into account. We take the total portfolio of the client. So if they have a taxable account, a retirement account, a children's account, we take all aspects of that portfolio into account. And then within each of those accounts, we take the goals-based approach first. Rather than, do you want to beat the stock market, which that's a kind of oversimplification, wealthy clients, they have a set of goals. Those goals can depend on cash flow needs. They can depend on time horizon. They can depend on taxability. They can depend on liquidity. And by diagnosing those and discovering those, Frank is masterful at that. The identified goals are then kind of handed over to me as the subcontractor, and we build out the portfolios for goal achievement and goal success. And we can say things to the client like, your goal to have $200,000 in retirement starting at year 66. We have 87% confidence, inflation adjusted, or your goal to fund your kids' tuition. We have 92% confidence you can achieve those investment goals. And our experience is clients relate much better to, and it's their why they're investing. Why am I putting this money to work? And they feel very confident that it's aligned to who they are in terms of that goal-based curated strategy.
Garrett, as you know, as good as any, you know, team leader, you know, you need a great team. Talk me through some of the team members that you have over at Archlight that you're, you know, proud to be working with these days.
So one of the things that I enjoy, in addition to working with advisors and clients with investments, is building a great team. And at my prior experiences, I have executives that have worked on the team for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and I'm pleased, actually really proud that four of the senior five executives have joined my new company, and Kurt and Ian and Tom and Fong and Steve. These are the senior leaders that I've worked with for a long time. And they're already on the team, and they're all now entrepreneurs. This is my third time as an entrepreneur, And it's bringing up the point, which is matching and marrying wisdom and experience, a couple of senior people, and we have several of the young professionals. And that dynamism of ideas and give and take and building out the modern strategy is really what's thrilling for me to be doing with the new teammates that have joined the business.
No, that's great to hear. And also, Garrett, you and I, and as well as Frank, we're coming off a conversation in our last episode where we talked about a lot of the impending changes and things to keep our eyes out on with the 2025 economy. Of course, the new administration stepping in. Let's circle that conversation a little bit back to you and the team at Archlight. Why would you say starting a new company is really a good idea at this time, given some of the changes that we're seeing in the technology as well as financial markets?
So, starting a new business, you need great people. We talked about that. You need a deep understanding of the six disciplines. And the cornerstone is the client experience and the advisor experience. And that comes through technology. And I can tell you, after running a business for 35 years, the technology today available to new firms is best in class. What we have available, the breadth and depth of it, it's all in the cloud. It's all great client interactions. All the forms are digital. All of the investment strategies are on a digital format. We're using AI to look at balance sheets and income statements. We're using DocuSign, the video conferencing. The technology backbone of Archlight is really hard to say this, but it's true, is superior to everything I had at all of my prior companies because, the telephone analogy, you're not going to stick telephone poles in the ground and wire the telephone poles together. Everything that we are deploying is the modern cloud-based best-in-class software. So technology has been the enabler for our great talent to distribute and deliver these solutions to clients around the country.
And speaking of technology, I know we talked through kind of the advisors and that you typically serve, by proxy, of course, those that Frank serves. I want to kind of dive into the technology space one more little bit before we wrap up today's conversation. In our prior conversation surrounding the economy, you had mentioned AI language, large language models, and new cloud technology is having just such a ripple effect across so many sectors. What do you see AI large language models and some of those technological advancements being able to allow your company to achieve for its clients?
So the first thing I should offer is I realized that I needed to go back to school and get more education on technology. So I spent a lot of time, money, and effort at MIT, and I got a lot of training and education. I needed tutors, to be honest, to help me navigate what all of this technology, artificial intelligence, NLP, large language models mean. And I came out of that with a sense of an unlimited opportunity set to make our business smarter, faster, more efficient. And let me put that in a practical story. So at my prior company, we used to have research analysts, and they used to look at the balance sheet and the income statement and read the annual report, and used to take a week or two to write up a summary. And then they put it into a spreadsheet. And that's all absolutely necessary. And we do that at Archlight. But what we're doing to get that literally takes an hour versus 2 weeks. Let me give you another example. The number of financial statements that an analyst would look at, the ability to look at year one, year two, year three, and then do it across time is very complex. With the artificial intelligence and the application of those algorithms, we have programs that can line up not just 1 year, not just 2 years, but 3, 4, and 5 years and give us trends and give us ratios And the qualitative assessment of our research team is what we're spending our time on, not on the digging up the information and laying it out in a spreadsheet. We have access to, I won't name the firms on Wall Street, but the brand names on Wall Street, and we've been one of the leaders piloting their AI-enabled research services. And what that delivers to our analysts, what that delivers to me in terms of the economy today, is so much information in a clear and clarified way that instead of me having to read a 20-page report on tariffs, which I used to do, I now get three different firms' 20-page tariff economic analysis. And I use my artificial intelligence application, and I get a two-page synopsis of those 20 pages, and then I dig into any of the details that I want. So all of the aspects that we need to make great investment decisions on the economy, stocks and bonds, is happening easier, faster, more comprehensively, and we're spending more time on the quality of the thinking rather than on the delivery and the development of those spreadsheets.
Well, this is great, Garrett. I so appreciate you, breaking so much of what you and the team do at Archlight down for us today. I'll throw a final kind of question out to you guys. Frank, for anybody out there that is hearing what, Garrett's sharing surrounding the work that you two do together on behalf of those high net worth folks, from both the investment side of things, but also Frank, from your holistic wealth management side of things, and they are recognizing that there might be a benefit in opening up a dialogue with your respective teams. What would be the best way somebody could do that, Frank, and just kind of start the conversation at large?
Well, after they do their preliminary due diligence on us, either through the website or through referrals, we have a non-invasive and non-sale discovery process. And if there's a match, over our conversation on the phone, we'll invite them in for that process. And usually it determines what the right fit is. They can look at www.astorinofinancialgroup.com or call our number 973-575-1403.
Fantastic. Well, Frank and Garrett, once again, I really appreciate you both carving time out of your busy schedules. And I know you have clients to serve, so I'll let you get back to doing that. But appreciate you both and your time. And Garrett, thanks again. And Frank, I'll see you back here on the podcast sometime soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Of course, of course. And folks, look, we're going to take a final moment, as we always do on our show, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you enjoyed today's discussion, if you learned a thing or two surrounding Garrett, his team, and his world over at Archlight, I know I did. Make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you check this out on today so that you don't miss out on future conversations like this, where Frank and I either welcome on esteemed guests from his professional network or he and I dive into specific wealth management strategies and solutions. Before Frank and Garrett, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you guys stopping by and being with us today on Wisdom and Wealth. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. The Astorino Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide legal or tax advice or services. Please consult your legal or tax advisor regarding your specific situation. LPL Financial representatives offer access to trust services through Private Trust Company, N.A., an affiliate of LPL Financial. Garrett D'Alessandro and Archlight Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by LPL Financial and Astorino Financial Group.